I will declare the meeting open at 4 p.m. Council acknowledges the Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land and pay our respects to the elders past and present, as well as pioneering families who shaped the Corrigan area into a thriving community we enjoy today. Our councillors, staff, and members of the public are advised that the council meeting is being recorded for future publications. Attendance assisted. Welcome, Mr. Gannaway, member of the public for meeting. Declarations of interest. As two declarations of interest, I have Councillor Talbot for item 2.1, 8.2.1, Corrigan Golf Club Project Variation. A member of the Golf Club has submitted the application on behalf of Golf Club and myself. The item Corrigan Golf Club Project Variation, agenda 8.2.1. I'm currently on the committee of Corrigan Golf Club. Any other declarations of interest? Public question time. Mr. Gannaway, do you have anything you wish to say? As there is no presenting, we'll move to the next item, memorials. The Shire has been notified that Brodie Swinbank has passed away since the last meeting. Any others? Thank you. Business deputations, presentations, submissions. We have none, Bill. Oh, sorry, I'll go back to memorials. Spell button. That's it, button. Right. Confirmation, number seven, confirmation of minutes. 7.1 previous council meeting, 7.11 ordinary council meeting. Could I have someone to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Dyer. Seconder. Councillor Talbot. Four. Seven, yeah. On 7.2, committee meetings. 7.2.1, the Edna Stevenson committee meeting. Do I have someone who got to move the recommendation? Councillor Gibson, seconder, Councillor Leach. Any comments, Councillor Dickinson? Councillor Leach? Anybody else with any comments? Okay, all four. Against? Carried 7-0. 7.2.2, Local Emergency Management Committee meeting. Minutes of the last Local Emergency Management Committee meeting held on Monday the 10th of November 2025. That's 7.2.2. Could I have someone to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Smith. Seconder, Councillor Dickinson. Any comments, Councillor Smith? Councillor Dickinson? Any other councillors have comments? Four. 7-0. Right. Eight. Matters requiring a council decision. 8.1. Corporate and community services. 8.1.1. Accounts for payment. Right, officer's recommendation. Could I have someone who would like to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Hickey, seconded Councillor Leach. Councillor Hickey, do you have any comments?
Well, I just want to thank the price of house is presented for $10.
Councillor Leach? All for, Mitchell? 7-0. 8.1.2, monthly financial report. I will pass to Mrs. Henry, if she has any comments.
My comments are in relation to the various in my appreciation. See my next month that this will be, we have allocated appreciation as we'll be finalising the audit this week. That will go through. We'll also be able to put all the timing variances in relation to the grant rise box. We'll be able to go through general practice. We hold off and running those until the audit is finalised. Yes, we need to go back and do any journals and things like that. But so far, so good with audit. So we've signed off. We're almost 90% of our rates collected. So there's only just installments that are, so yeah. I'll
draw your
attention to this
one. Thank you. Could Councillor Mancino move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Talbot. Seconded Councillor Dyer. Councillor Talbot, did you make any comments? Councillor Dyer, do you make comments? Any other councillors? No. Comments? Thank you. Four, five, seven, yeah. Governance and compliance. 8.2.1. I declare that I have an impartiality in agenda item 8.2.1 because I am a committee member of the Corrigan Golf Club. I can consider the matter and make my decision in an unbiased manner. Yes. Councillor Talbot.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting in agenda item.
As I'm a member of that project and have been involved in sourcing from this project in production communication, I can consider that a decision and an unbiased
manner. Mrs. Manton, if you have any comments on this?
No, as we said to Jeff.
Okay. Right. Can I have someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Hickey.
Okay, right. We as a citizen, someone who's very, and the mentor of this device for harm, that the charges are still.
Can I second it, please? Councillor Leach. Any comments, Councillor Leach?
I just thank the golf club for, informing us of the changes. Golf club is a facility that gets used by a lot of people in the community. It's important. Any renovation and accessibility is a fantastic thing. So,
Any other councillors wish to comment? For this recommendation? Yes. Barry Sirenil. Appointment of Community and Emergency Services Manager as Fire Control Officer. We'll pass excuse to Anthony J. Comments.
Agenda item has presented just to add the current CESM as a Fire Control Officer in line with the agreement and to remove the previous CESM from the Fire Control Officers.
Can I have someone who would like to move the officer's recommendation, Councillor Smith? Second up, Councillor Dyer. Do you wish to comment, Councillor Smith? Councillor Dyer? All in favour? Sorry, Senator. Right, 8.2.3, Grow Rock Tea Worker Housing Project Contribution. I will pass this to Mrs. Manton.
Yes, so since this item was presented in the agenda, I have had a meeting with the Grow Rock CEOs and revised the budget for this project. So from the printed agenda, the revised total budget cost has been revised down to 2.7 million, down from 3 million. So that would potentially reduce the council contribution in principle. This is not a guaranteed contribution, but just an in principle contribution to go forward with the funding application to somewhere around $530,000. Although council will consider maintaining the estimate of up to $600,000 as per the existing resolution to allow for any changes that may happen between now and when the funding application and business case is confirmed.
Remove the officer's recommendation.
I would like to move the officer's recommendation with a slight amendment to point two. That being a financial contribution up to $600,000. Yeah, so just read the words up to $600,000.
A second move for that, please. Councillor Leach. Councillor Dickinson, do you wish to comment on this project?
I think the project should be very much considered that the good play role.
Yeah.
What a fantastic way to know that.
Councillor Leach.
This has been an issue brought up to the Shire in a lot of community consultation that we need more key worker housing. This isn't a complete solid plan. This is in order to help us with funding, and as a business plan, so then we can move forward to make decisions for our town and actually get things going and building. So this is only the beginning. This is not a solid plan. It's a good thing to be involved with other shires so they can help save consultancy fees, and also we can get ideas from each other. So,
thank you. Any other councillors comment? Councillor Vicky.
Just a part in support of this. This is one part of Roadblock. We are one part of the Roadblock system, but whole keyword. Housing program across the falls of council. It's imperative to have future versatility for our towns in the future. So it's a great project. I'll shut all this up. If you truly should have a need, things you want to sort of have for discussion.
Any other comments on
this? Yeah, definitely. I think we can't just sit back and let someone come in and try and help us. I think, yeah, it's the whole attitude that the Rock is. We've all got the same problem, so work together and try and get a solution and get housing into our communities.
Any other comments? Okay, who all in favour of Sutherland's recommendation? 7-0 against?
Yes.
Carried. 8.3. Works and services, there's no
snow items in there.
Nine. Chief Executive Officer's report. This is provided to Council during forum. President's report. I attended a special Roadblock meeting recently by a team in which we have accepted Wickenham into the Roadblock group. So now we will have five councils. There's still a few little bits of paperwork to be processed, but I'm quite sure Wickenham will accept that. Attended the Edmund Stevenson meeting. And one of the issues brought up was concerning the independent, that we obtain independent advice regarding the original intent of the trust and the current needs of the community, and undertake a review of the trust deed guidelines and assessment criteria. So that would be going ahead to that. Things have changed over the time from the original perhaps intent of the Peter Stevenson Trust. So, attending local emergency meeting. Water bombers are already in Narrogin in preparation for the season. Hopefully we don't need to use them, or anybody needs to use them. I think the training of our locals is progressing well. Just like to continue to get a few more people doing the basic training, which I think in February we're going to undertake, trying to get some of the ladies in the community trained in the basics of safari. And Corrigan have received, I think it's the high season truck, is already in Corrigan, and they have been trained last week. Use of it. We still have our other truck as well, but that could get allocated to somewhere else if they need it for a short time. Okay. Right, Rose Southbrook meeting. Codunan is the host shire for the next 2 years. And it was basically election of committees of going. And attended Seniors Week, the Grand Bingo, intergenerational, bringing the youth and seniors together last Friday. I thought it was quite a successful event. About 30 people attended. I know the youth that attended, their eyes lit up with the afternoon tea. They thought that was pretty cool. And that. And I will later talk about the coffee and chat with the councillors, which we hope to get started Tuesday week. All I have is the president's report. Number 11, councillors' questions, reports and information. Do you have any councillors? Yes, councillor Talbot.
Yes, I attended the... last night. Hannah Beasley was there, and I came to press the meetings and spoke about the cost of elections and potentially changing the election cycle for them. Then he sort of had, obviously it was run by Walton. It was Councillor Nat later, gave a bit of an explanation. She's quite a younger councillor, and just her dealings with the media of different rate payers and her sort of focus on how she's dealt with things as a newly, like she's very easy to her check. There was a really good presentation before from Steve Caratha, and that was sort of a sit down between the CEO and the president, and they sort of spoke about how they interact and how they go about things. So that was really good. And then LGIS and Walker gave a bit of a rundown of training options and what services they provide in terms of insurance, like some insurance team, and then there was a bit of session on planning session, which was a lot more boring than JoJo was the same. And that went right into the legislation and decision making process and that sort of thing. So, yeah, and then there was a bit on leadership of the city of instance. So, yeah, overall it's quite good. I think there was a few it's quite good to just go on. Thank you very much for that.
Councillor Leach.
Yesterday I attended the Grow Rock Tourism meeting. We had our AGM and our general meeting. This year we're going to have to update our strategic plan and our goals. So if anyone has any ideas, or I know we actually discussed in discussion forum about tourism, please see Councillor Smith or myself so we can advocate that on your behalf at meetings. Or Harrison, the CRC, or Mrs. Manson. We discussed that we're going to keep the membership rates the same at the moment, but may look at increasing them by about $500, possibly to have a extra fund to the side if we want to do something bigger and invest. But we probably need to think of projects to put that money towards before we ask Shires to increase their amounts. So we're kind of doing the same what we've been doing. The Shire at Wickapen attended, CEO attended, asking to join River Rock Tourism. He was kind of advocating the Perth Esperance trip, trying to get people to divert through Pinjali, Wickapen, Coolum, Lake Grace, and maybe, if not Pinjali, Wickapen, Yillering, Corrigan, then that way. I don't know. We have time to think about it. If anyone has any strong feelings or dislikes to it, please let me know. I think it's great that we can advocate for Yillering. I think Yillering is a great place, got beautiful facilities, a lot of people use the lake. I don't know if it comes that little bit too far. I'm not sure with the, because our kind of promotion is Pathway to the Rock. So does that need to be changed? Do we need to be saying Pathway to the Rock? Do we need to have some other slogan? Or, but we have only just released all the pamphlets and maps, and that takes a lot of time to update and kind of get those going. Nara have been presented that they'd like to do like a Road Rock Park Run or Fun Run, where maybe two Shires per month have a park run where you can sign up and do the park run. And yeah, a lot of volunteers, a lot of time, resources, weekends. Then there's discussion of LGIS and things like that. So it's just an idea that's out there. It's great to have ideas. We have time to discuss it and review it. If anyone has any ideas or has experiences with park runs, fun runs, whatever else, please let us know. We also discussed about the EV charges and maybe highlighting that as tourism spots to stop. I did make the point that we haven't really progressed with that. So
road is
in the process of it.
Which they got something for.
So they own it, or they got a contractor?
Oh, you know,
sent. Yeah, so they got someone.
Which, okay. Whatever the association's name.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting. Yeah, and they just kind of said what to promote with our town. Kind of said, you know, we've been doing upgrades to our pool, trying to get that, you know, looking sleek and fancy for the summer. We've had the review about Boomerang Horn, that might be free camping and a bit of history to the side. We've had good community consult and things like that. And our Christmas decorations have been trying to kind of up the ante every year. I think Steve's done a great job. So, yeah. Thank you very much. And the council has got
the report.
Okay, thanks very much to those councillors who have got provided a report. I think it's great that if we do attend meetings that we feed them to our fellow councillors and the community as a report online. The 12th, there is no urgent business approved by the president on the side of the council. Now, information bulletin, I think, was only, had about the Row Rock meeting and just the wall. Oh, and the Walga preferred supplier program. So I think that's it. Walga and Central Zone promotions. I think we have already discussed that we will be presenting that we host, that we would like to be in for the hosting the State Council meeting in September. Next meeting,
ordinary council meeting on the 16th of December 2025 at 4 p.m. I'll declare the meeting closed at 3:25.
4:25.
Oh, 4:25.